USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, will attend Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearings remotely. More on the hearings, USA Radio News, John Clemens.
The 48-year-old Judge Barrett from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has the potential to change the entire direction of the U.S. Supreme Court by replacing Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Matt Staver, the Liberty Counsel, who has argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, believes the Democrats will come out attacking the nominee.
They are diametrically opposed between the Ginsburg judicial activist philosophy and the constitutionalist originalist philosophy of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And that alone will ultimately affect some significant changes in decisions going forward.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Protesters in Wisconsin took to the streets after officials said no charges will be brought after an officer-involved shooting. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protests ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensah wouldn't face charges for shooting and killing Alvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensah, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just, as I had time to reflect, the culmination of everything 2020, so the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The president hits the pavement tomorrow. USA News' Val Dior has more.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
On Election Day, NASA astronaut Kate Rubins will be more than 200 miles above Earth, but she's still planning to vote. From space. Rubens told the Associated Press, "It's critical to participate in our democracy. We consider it an honor to be able to vote from space." Rubens, a doctor in cancer biology from Stanford, and was the first person to sequence DNA in space. She's currently training for her upcoming six-month mission on the International Space Station. Voting from the space station is similar to absentee voting, except instead of relying on the U.S. Postal Service to deliver the ballot, Rubens will get hers forward electronically from Mission Control in Houston. Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Barrett delivers her opening statement on Monday to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Barrett, who clerked for Scalia, says it was his reasoning that shaped her and that his judicial philosophy was straightforward. A judge must apply the law as written, not as the judge wishes it were. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.